At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. No video this week, audio only, but I will be going on live on my Instagram this week to talk about podcasting as well. So follow me at Tatum Tamia, T-A-T-U-M-T-E-M-I-A on the gram. Before we get into today's episode though, I just want to say thank you to everybody who joined us for the Time with God Challenge. It was amazing the last couple of weeks. So many testimonies and breakthroughs and just community. What I love the most about the society is the community. Imagine a social network where everybody was entrepreneurial and loved God. Like, that's the society. And not only that, but you get courses and classes and education around things that are relevant to you. So I love it. We also have some folks that are going to get together to go to the Kurt Franklin and Maverick City Music concert. I'm hyped because I'm going in June, me and my friend Tish, and I'm excited to meet some of our society people there as well. And if any of you guys are listening, if you're going to the DC tour stop and you see me, say hey. I would love to say hello and meet you in person if you do go. So that, just the whole challenge and everything going on in society is always a blessing, but especially because we had something specific happen in the last few weeks. I loved it. All right, so we're going to switch gears for this episode, and we're going to talk about business marketing podcasting for a second. The title of today's episode is Don't Underestimate This Marketing Platform. Spoiler alert, the marketing platform I'm talking about is podcasting. For those of you guys who don't know, in addition to being the host of this podcast, Blessed and Bossed Up is actually a client of my company, Anchored Media. And Anchored Media is a podcast marketing, management, and production company. We develop and produce podcasts. I'm the executive producer and CEO of Anchored Media. And over the last few years, I've worked with over 100 podcasters, helping them to launch and grow their platforms. So I am extremely passionate about the platform of podcasting because it just provides such just a limit-free opportunity for business owners and people who are looking to build a brand online. So if you're on the fence about podcasting, or if you have a podcast or have an idea and you're not sure how to execute it, or you just don't feel confident in what you're doing, I suggest not only do you listen to this episode, but join us. Anchor Media's open house is coming up. The link to that is in the show notes. Our open house is simply an opportunity for you to learn more about our company, what we do, what we've done, and our upcoming retreat. Our Find Your Voice Academy retreats are super popular for new and aspiring podcasters, where you're able to get that expert help and community of like-minded people growing in the podcast space. I'm also going to be sharing more about our new service, Anchored Media Digital, where we're managing and marketing shows. It's an all-in-one marketing and production service that is ideal for busy people who still want to grow their podcast, just don't have time to do it. So if you're a new or aspiring podcaster, or if you're someone who's been podcasting, but you have a busy business and you just want to grow that platform and just pretty much delegate it to somebody else, join us at our open house to learn more about what we do. Of course, it's free. It's essentially just an informational for you to learn more about what we do. It's also the first step in working with us. So we do an invitation only retreat. So in order to come to our podcasting retreats, you have to get invited. And so in order to get invited, you have to apply. And the open house is where we'll also go over the application process, and you'll get more information on how to get started with that. All right, let's hop into it. Again, you guys know I am an advocate for using a podcast as a way for you to build your brand online, as well as a top of funnel strategy for your business. When I say top of funnel, I just simply mean a podcast is the perfect platform for you to garner interest around whatever it is that you do, and then take those interested parties and convert them into leads for your business. It does take strategy. It does take you knowing what you're doing or hiring someone like Anchor Media to do it, but it works seamlessly. Podcasts make money two ways. And I'm going to address this first because I get asked this question a lot. You make money from your podcast being a product in of itself, which means you can either have advertisers buy ad space on the show, or you can charge your consumers for like ad-free exclusive content. So that's where you see like Patreon and things where people start to put some of their content behind a paywall so they can monetize their platform. That's one of the ways when your podcast is a product. The second way is when your podcast operates in that top of funnel strategy by taking those listeners into customers for your business. The first one, using your podcast as a product, that takes a little bit of time because in order for advertisers to be interested in your show, you need at least 5,000 listens per episode. And that is an achievement that, to be completely frank, most podcasts just are not at. I also don't think it's wise for you to charge your listener or subscribers for additional content at that time either, because it's in your best interest to just gather around your listeners for free for the time being. So the downside to using the podcast as a product is that it takes time. Now, the great thing about using the podcast as a top of funnel strategy for your business is that you can do that from day one. You don't have to have 5,000 listens per episode to do that. You can make money off of the 100, 200, 300, 5, you know, however many listens you have. It's not something that takes a delay or takes a certain amount of subscribers. It's something that takes a certain amount of strategy instead. Now, my favorite way to monetize podcasting is both, because it's easy money for the podcast to be a product in and of itself. We have ads, as you guys hear every week here on Blessed and Bossed Up. So I make no less than $4,000 a month just utilizing the show as an advertising platform. Now, I choose not to put the content behind a paywall, but I do have a subscription-based offering for the listeners, such as The Society. This is an opportunity for me to charge more per month for the subscription while also providing more value to the audience. So doing a Patreon or something like that would be low hanging fruit, so to speak. But for me, it's been more beneficial to have a complement such as the Society to where I can, again, add more value to the listener and also make more money, because most subscription or Patreons aren't $20 a month. They're more $5, $10. So I'm able to increase how much I make while also increasing the value and building more trust and community and camaraderie within my listeners, which is mutually beneficial. Now, even though I say I love both, if I had to choose, or if I had to say which one is the most advantageous for you guys who are starting out as new podcasters, I would say it's using your show as a top of funnel strategy, because you only have so much space on your podcast for ad space. I don't add more than, on a regular episode, I don't have more than 3, sometimes 4 ads. I won't go higher than that because that just damages the listener experience. And I don't want to lose rapport with my audience, when my audience is the most valuable thing when having this platform. And so what that does is that puts a cap on how much I can make. The only way I can make more in that sense is getting increasing listenership, because ad rates are calculated based off of listenership. But still, while my listenership is growing, that doesn't mean that my money has to stay the same. And so that's why using the show as a top of funnel strategy is way better, because it makes you more money, and it makes you more money on a longer period of time. So now, instead of getting paid once off of that listener is paying you 4, 5, 6, 7 plus different times because of what you're offering them on your show. So I have listeners who are in the Society, who went to the tour, who have every book or product, physical product that I've put out, and anything else I decide to do, they're going to be there. I've helped them with their podcast on Anchor Media. I mean, I've had listeners who have become friends from being in this funnel for so long that at this point we know each other. And it's a beautiful thing because I'm able to help them in more than one way. But also from a business standpoint, I'm able to increase the life cycle of my customer. And that should be your goal as a business owner. And again, that's why I am an advocate for podcasting being the primary marketing platform that you should focus on. Now, listen, marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. If your marketing efforts are not converting into sales, then something is wrong. Also, a big mistake I see a lot of people make with marketing is they're not focused on any specific platform. So you're on YouTube, vlogging, you're Instagram, making these posts, you have a podcast, you're on Twitter, what else? You're on TikTok, keeping up with all the sounds and the trends and all of that. There's no focus. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't diversify your marketing efforts, because you should definitely never put all your eggs in one basket, right? If your email list was deleted, you should still have a way to interact with your audience. If social media was shut down, you should still have a way to interact with your audience. So I'm not saying don't go anywhere else, but I'm saying that you should focus on building one thing at a time. So, for example, podcasting was my area of focus for quite some time. I didn't focus on social media until podcasting was monetizable. So after I started making money with my podcast as a product, then I moved.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Over to growing our Instagram. I think when we focused on it, I had about maybe 6,000 or so followers. Now I have about 13 and some change thousand followers. Great. The podcast page has about 12,000 followers by itself. So after we focused on the podcast and got it to a certain point, then we focused on another platform. Another platform of focus has always been our email address. So even though the podcast was the primary focus, I always had some type of offering or whatever so that I can build my email list as I'm growing the podcast. And so that's beneficial. So if my podcast ever went away, I have at least about 7,000-8,000 people that I can send an email to and communicate with my audience that way. So again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be on other platforms, but the quickest way to slow down your momentum is to have your focus be divided amongst 4 or 5 different spaces, as opposed to really honing in and owning one particular space. Some interesting statistics that I found that really proved this point on why podcasting is such an immaculate marketing platform is that consumers are looking for education versus selling. So according to Patel in 2021, they said that COVID-19 has changed the preferences of customers. A study by HubSpot of over 70,000 customers found that sales-based emails during the pandemic had an average response rate of 2.1%, whereas emails focused on providing value and awareness had an average response rate of 25.5%. So this is talking about emails, but this still applies to podcasts. With your show, you're speaking to your customers on a consistent basis. And so most podcasts are education-based. So this is an opportunity to meet your consumer with what they're looking for, which is education versus selling. And when you have a show that comes out on an established frequency, and so whether it's monthly or seasonal or bi-weekly, you have time. You don't have to get straight to the sale. You have time to really build up that rapport and educate your consumer. And the sweet spot to be on your podcast is to educate on a problem and present the solution. This is the simplest explanation, and this is how you make your money by using your podcast as a top of funnel strategy. You use your show to educate on a problem, and then you present them a solution. And when you grow your audience enough, that's when you get to the point where the product of the podcast becomes a product in and of itself. But this study is letting us know customers want to be educated. They're like, listen, don't just call me when you want some money. Ask me how I'm doing. You know, let's talk a little bit. Teach me something. How are you? Connect with me. Don't just try to get me in the bed. You know what I mean? Your consumers don't want to be sold to 24/7. And podcasting really just provides that great way to build that rapport, because even podcast listeners are listening to shows in the car, at work, while they're cleaning, in the gym. You're able to integrate yourself into the everyday lives of your listeners. And that's something that social media definitely doesn't allow you to do, because they have to be actively on that platform to see what's going on. But with podcasting, it can play in the background as they're doing other things. So now you're becoming a part of their life, and that relationship is being built in a more intimate way than other spaces online allow you to. And then what begins to happen is you build a community around a shared idea. And that's what you want to do as somebody who's building a brand online, whether you have a business or not, whether you have something to sell yet or not. You want to build community around a shared idea. You want an engaged audience that's buying in to whatever your thought process or whatever your idea is. So here, you guys have bought into the idea that faith and business should not be separate, that you should seek God on behalf of your business. That is the premise of this show. And so we talk about so many different things. So right now we're talking about podcasting. We can talk about just identifying the things that get you out of alignment with God. We can go in on scripture. We can go so many different ways. But essentially, the foundation of it all is this is a community who buys into the thought that faith and business do not have to be separate. And for me as the brand builder, that is an excellent place for me to be in. And that opens up the gates of opportunity, because as we're talking about these things and building this rapport and this community, and I'm educating you on various things, now there's an opportunity for me to insert whatever I have going on as a solution. So for example, we're talking about podcasting. The solution is Anchored Media. Come to the open house. The solution is Anchored Media. When it comes to just figuring out like a tool that you could use in your quiet time, we have a devotional for that. We have a prayer journal to solve other problems. So again, it opens up the opportunity for me to figure out what can I create now that we've opened up this dialogue, what can I create to solve the problems of my audience that they're expressing is coming up for them. And so the same thing for you as you're building community, your audience will start to tell you what they want and you can then just insert the solution. And then at that point, it doesn't become salesy, but it just becomes you further being of value to your audience. And it just so happens that value, if you're selling something, equates to money within your business. Another reason I say that podcasting is where you should focus on for your marketing or building a brand online is social media is becoming a pay to play vehicle. So according to Patel, with more and more money being invested in social media, it's becoming harder for brands to stand out. We'd all love to get something for nothing, but unfortunately, the days of big social networks letting us grow and engage our audiences free are quickly vanishing. Unless you're consistently able to go viral, organic social just won't get enough eyes on your content.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
But guess what is still organic? Podcasting. And for people of faith specifically, this is important because there's no censorship around whatever God is calling you to say on your platform. So nobody can shut down your podcast for a period of time. There's no big algorithm, no big tech company that is controlling you. Podcasting still has a level of control and autonomy with your platform. And that is very rare in this digital landscape right now. When it comes to social media, it's not cutting it unless you're paying. And that can get very expensive. With podcasting, it costs less than $100 to start and about $10 to $20 to maintain it. It is very inexpensive to start and maintain a podcast. When it comes to social media, you're going to have to put some money on the table to get your stuff seen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you should understand when it comes to marketing, what game you're operating in, because then you'll be able to plan your budget. Then you'll be able to see, you know, what's the platform for me and what's not. And then even actually still speaking about social media, another study came out by Infinite Dial where they were saying that for the first time in history, Facebook is no longer indicated as the most used platform by a majority of social media users. Guess what is? TikTok. And because of that, now Instagram, which is of course in the whole Facebook metaverse, they're trying to compete with that because they need to get users back on their platform and off of this TikTok craze that took off and has stuck around. And so that's where you see reels being pushed and bonuses being sent to creators to create these reels and how you got to do the reels in order for your content to be seen in the first place. And that puts a lot on marketers, because not only do you have to run your business, especially as solopreneurs where you wear many hats, now not only do you have to build your business, but you got to edit these TikTok, keep up with the sounds and change clothes and transition and all of that. That becomes a lot more work. With a podcast, depending on how long your show is, you just need to record and edit. You can even outsource the editing. There's plenty of people who do it inexpensively online. But if you even decide to edit, it's pretty simple to do, especially if you're a single host show. It should take you no time to edit once you figure out whatever tool you're using. But podcasting now is saving you time and it's saving you money. So I cannot, like I told you guys in the beginning, I've worked with over 100 podcasters. I've been a podcaster myself for over 5 years. Podcasting has afforded me more opportunities, more freedom of my time. And that's what I love the most. Aside from the money, I have so much freedom of my time because of podcasting, where I can be present with my child. I can be offline, living my life, and don't have the pressure to perform and keep up with these algorithms because my platform of focus has granted me the freedom to be able to do that. And so again, I have to advocate for podcasts because I've seen what it's done, not just for this platform, but for all of the other shows that I've worked with and how easy marketing becomes when podcast becomes the main channel that you use. So if podcasting is something that you want to pursue and you have an idea, because all of this I talked about is great, but what makes shows great and what makes shows just fall into the millions that people aren't listening to is strategy. It's very easy to start a podcast. Like, all you need is a microphone, a computer. That's it. It's literally recording audio and uploading it to the internet. That's the easy part. Starting a show that people actually listen to, that gets to the point where it's a top of funnel strategy, that is a that grows to be a product in and of itself, that takes strategy, and that's where Anchored Media comes in. So I will hope you guys will join me in our open house that's coming up in a couple of weeks. The link will be in the show notes for you to sign up to learn how you can work with us. Let's use podcasting to give you the freedom of your platform, freedom of your time, and financial freedom in your business. So that's it for this episode. I'm excited about the interview that we have coming up next week. If you haven't already, rate the show, subscribe, share this with a friend or anybody you know that's interested in podcasting. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.